Welcome. You're listening to the podcast of the Baha'is of Florida's Emerald Coast. I'm Ron Fraser. Yesterday I talked about my relationship with Jesus. Today I'm going to talk about your relationship with Jesus. As we've said before, Jesus has returned, or to be more accurate, the spirit and power of Jesus has returned in Baha'u'llah. In 1868, when he was 51 years old, he wrote letters to many of the kings and emperors of Europe and the Middle East and announced his return. He wrote to the Pope, but didn't get a response. You will remember that immediately after that, God took the Holy Roman Empire away from the Pope. He also wrote a letter to you. It's known as the Tablet to the Christians, or the Most Holy Tablet. I'm going to read you excerpts from that letter. It's a little long. You can find the entire text on the web if you do a search on the words Tablet Christians. In this letter, he refers to Christians as, quote, the followers of the Son. That's S-O-N with a capital S. He refers to Jesus as either the Son or the Spirit, since Jesus is known in Islam as the Spirit of God. So here's God's letter to you announcing the return of Jesus. This is the most holy tablet sent down from the holy kingdom unto the one who hath set his face towards the object of the adoration of the world. He who hath come from the heaven of eternity, invested with transcendent glory. In the name of the Lord of great glory. This is an epistle from our presence unto him whom the veils of names have failed to keep back from God, the Creator of earth and heaven, that his eyes may be cheered in the days of his Lord, the help in peril, the self-subsisting. Say, O followers of the Son, have ye shut out yourselves from me by reason of my name? Wherefore ponder ye not in your hearts? Day and night ye have been calling upon your Lord the Omnipotent. But when he came from the heaven of eternity in his great glory, you turned aside from him and remained sunk in heedlessness. Okay, I'm going to stop a second here. He's gently scolding you for not recognizing him. In the next paragraph, he's reminding you of the Jews who rejected Jesus when he came before and warning you not to make the same mistake. So going back to the letter. Consider those who rejected the Spirit when he came unto them with manifest dominion. How numerous the Pharisees who had secluded themselves in synagogues in his name, lamenting over their separation from him. And yet when the portals of reunion were flung open, and the divine luminary shone resplendent from the dayspring of beauty, they disbelieved in God, the exalted, the mighty. They failed to attain his presence, notwithstanding that his advent had been promised them in the book of Isaiah, as well as in the books of the prophets and the messengers. No one from among them turned his face toward the dayspring of divine bounty except such as were destitute of any power amongst men. And yet today, every man endowed with power and invested with sovereignty prideth himself on his name. Moreover, call thou to mind the one who sentenced Jesus to death. He was the most learned of his age in his own country, whilst he who was only a fisherman believed in him. Take good heed and be of them that observe the warning. Taking another little break. He's reminding you of Peter and how easily Peter recognized Jesus as the Messiah, but the learned among the Jews failed to recognize him and they misled the people. Going back to the letter. Consider likewise how numerous at this time are the monks who have secluded themselves in their churches, calling upon the Spirit, that's capital S, but when he appeared through the power of truth, capital T, they failed to draw nigh unto him and are numbered with those that have gone far astray. Happy are they that have abandoned them and set their faces towards Him who is the desire of all that are in the heavens and all that are on the earth. Now he's warning us not to follow the clergy blindly, just as the Jews followed their clergy 2,000 years ago. He continues this theme in the next paragraph. They read the Evangel and yet refuse to acknowledge the all-glorious Lord, notwithstanding that He hath come through the potency of His exalted, His mighty and gracious dominion. We verily have come for your sakes, and have borne the misfortunes of the world for your salvation. Flee ye the one who hath sacrificed his life that ye may be quickened? Fear God, O followers of the Spirit, and walk not in the footsteps of every divine that hath gone far astray. Do ye imagine that he seeketh his own interests, when he hath at all times been threatened by the swords of the enemies? Or that he seeketh the vanities of the world after he hath been imprisoned in the most desolate of cities? Be fair in your judgment, and follow not the footsteps of the unjust. Now, in this next paragraph, he asks you not to close the door in his face. Back to the letter. Open the doors of your hearts. He who is the Spirit verily standeth before them. Wherefore banish ye him who hath purposed to draw you nigh unto a resplendent spot? Say, we in truth have opened unto you the gates of the kingdom. Will ye bar the doors of your houses in my face? This indeed is naught but a grievous error. He verily hath come again down from heaven, even as he came down from it the first time. Beware lest ye dispute that which he proclaimeth, even as the people before you disputed his utterances. Thus instructeth you the true one, could ye but perceive it. Say, lo, the Father is come, and that which ye were promised in the kingdom is fulfilled. This is the word, capital W, which the Son concealed, when to those around him he said, ye cannot bear it now. And when the appointed time was fulfilled, and the hour had struck, the word, capital W, shone forth above the horizon of the will of God. Beware, O followers of the Son, that ye cast it not behind your backs. Take ye fast hold of it. Better is this for you than all that ye possess. Verily he is nigh unto them that do good. The hour which we had concealed from the knowledge of the peoples of the earth and of the favored angels hath come to pass. Say, verily, he hath testified of me, and I do testify of him. Indeed, he hath purposed no one other than me. Unto this beareth witness every fair-minded and understanding soul. Announce thou unto the priests, lo, he who is the ruler is come. Step out from behind the veil in the name of thy Lord, he who layeth low the necks of all men. Proclaim then unto all mankind the glad tidings of this mighty, this glorious revelation. Verily, he who is the Spirit of truth is come to guide you unto all truth. He speaketh not as prompted by his own self, but as bidden by him who is the all-knowing, the all-wise. Say, this is the one who hath glorified the Son and hath exalted his cause. Cast away, O peoples of the earth, that which ye have, and take fast hold of that which ye are bidden by the All-Powerful, he who is the bearer of the trust of God. Purge ye your ears and set your hearts towards him, that ye may hearken to the most wondrous call which hath been raised from Sinai, the habitation of your Lord, the most glorious. It will in truth draw you nigh unto the spot wherein ye will perceive the splendor of the light of his countenance, which shineth above this luminous horizon. Now he is, in this next paragraph, he's addressing the priests and ministers and calls on them to assist the cause of God. O concourse of priests, leave the bells and come forth then from your churches. It behooveth you in this day to proclaim aloud the most great name among the nations. Prefer ye to be silent, whilst every stone and every tree shouteth aloud, the Lord is come in his great glory. Well is it with the man who hasteneth unto him. Verily he is numbered among them whose names will be eternally recorded and who will be mentioned by the concourse on high. Thus hath it been decreed by the Spirit in this wondrous tablet. He that summoneth men in my name is verily of me, and he will show forth that which is beyond the power of all that are on the earth. Follow ye the way of the Lord, and walk not in the footsteps of them that are sunk in heedlessness. Well is it with the slumberer who is stirred by the breeze of God, and ariseth from amongst the dead, directing his steps towards the way of the Lord. Verily such a man is regarded in the sight of God, the true one, as a jewel amongst men, and is reckoned with the blissful. Say, in the east the light of his revelation hath broken. In the west have appeared the signs of his dominion. Ponder this in your hearts, O people, and be not of those who have turned a deaf ear to the admonitions of him who is the Almighty, the All-Praised. Let the breeze of God awaken you. Verily it hath wafted over the world. Well is it with him that hath discovered the fragrance thereof and been accounted among the well-assured. Okay, now he addresses the bishops of every denomination and calls on them to use their authority appropriately. O concourse of bishops, ye are the stars of the heaven of my knowledge. My mercy desireth not that ye should fall upon the earth. My justice, however, declareth, this is that which the Son hath decreed. And whatsoever hath proceeded out of his blameless, his truth-speaking, trustworthy mouth can never be altered. The bells verily peal out my name and lament over me, but my spirit rejoiceth with evident gladness. The body of the loved one yearneth for the cross, and his head is eager for the spear in the path of the All-Merciful. The ascendancy of the oppressor can in no wise deter him from his purpose. We have summoned all created things to attain the presence of thy Lord, the King of all names. Blessed is the man that hath set his face towards God, the Lord of the day of reckoning. O concourse of monks, if ye choose to follow me, I will make you heirs of my kingdom. And if ye transgress against me, I will, in my long suffering, endure it patiently, and I verily am the ever-forgiving, the all-merciful. I love this next part. This is where God addresses the town of Bethlehem itself and sort of has a conversation with the town. Bethlehem is astir with the breeze of God. We hear her voice saying, O most generous Lord, where is thy great glory established? The sweet savors of thy presence have quickened me after I had melted in my separation from thee. Praise be thou in that thou hast raised the veils and come with power in evident glory. Now that was Bethlehem talking to God. Here's God's response. we called unto her from behind the tabernacle of majesty and grandeur. O Bethlehem, this light hath risen in the Orient, and traveled towards the Occident, until it reached thee in the evening of its life. Tell me then, do the sons recognize the Father and acknowledge him, or do they deny him, even as the people aforetime denied him? That is Jesus. Whereupon, now this is Bethlehem talking back to God, whereupon she cried out, saying, Thou art in truth the all-knowing, the best informed. Now, that's the end of Bethlehem talking. Now God is talking again. Verily, we behold all created things move to bear witness unto us. Some know us and bear witness, while the majority bear witness, yet know us not. Happy art thou, who hast turned thy face towards my countenance, inasmuch as thou hast rent the veils asunder, hath shattered the idols, and recognized thine eternal Lord. The people of the Quran hath risen up against us without any clear proof or evidence, tormenting us at every moment with a fresh torment. They idly imagine that tribulations can frustrate our purpose. Vain indeed is that which they have imagined. Verily, thy Lord is the one who ordaineth whatsoever he pleaseth. Say, Blessed the slumberer who is awakened by my breeze. Blessed the lifeless one who is quickened through my reviving breaths. Blessed the eye that is solaced by gazing at my beauty. Blessed the wayfarer who directeth his steps towards the tabernacle of my glory and majesty. Blessed the distressed one who seeketh refuge beneath the shadow of my canopy. Blessed the sore athirst who hasteneth to the soft-flowing waters of my loving-kindness. Blessed the insatiate soul who casteth away his selfish desires for love of me, and taketh his place at the banquet table which I have sent down from the heaven of divine bounty for my chosen ones. Blessed the abased one who layeth fast hold on the cord of my glory, and the needy one who entereth beneath the shadow of the tabernacle of my wealth. Blessed the ignorant one who seeketh the fountain of my knowledge, and the heedless one who cleaveth to the cord of my remembrance. Blessed the soul that hath been raised to life through my quickening breath, and hath gained admittance into my heavenly kingdom. Blessed the man whom the sweet savors of reunion with me have stirred and caused to draw nigh unto the dayspring of my revelation. Blessed the ear that hath heard, and the tongue that hath borne witness, and the eye that hath seen and recognized the Lord Himself in His great glory and majesty, invested with grandeur and dominion. Blessed are they that have attained His presence. Blessed the man who hath sought enlightenment from the day star of my word. Blessed he who hath attired his head with the diadem of my love. Blessed is he who hath heard of my grief and hath arisen to aid me among my people. Blessed is he who hath laid down his life in my path and hath borne manifold hardships for the sake of my name. Blessed the man who, assured of my word, hath arisen from among the dead to celebrate my praise. Blessed is he that hath been enraptured by my wondrous melodies and hath rent the veils asunder through the potency of my might. Blessed is he who hath remained faithful to my covenant, and whom the things of the world have not kept back from attaining my court of holiness. Blessed is the man who hath detached himself from all else but me, hath soared in the atmosphere of my love, hath gained admittance into my kingdom, gazed upon my realms of glory, quaffed the living waters of my bounty, hath drunk his fill from the heavenly river of my loving providence, acquainted himself with my cause, apprehended that which I concealed within the treasury of my words, and hath shone forth from the horizon of divine knowledge, engaged in my praise and glorification. Verily he is of me, upon him rest my mercy, my loving kindness, my bounty, and my glory. That's the end of the letter. Dear friends, if you'd like to read the entire letter for yourself, you can download it on the web. Just do a search on the words tablet, Christians. If this kind of spiritual exploration appeals to you, I hope you'll subscribe to this podcast and to other Baha'i podcasts. And remember, you're welcome to join us at any time. You've been listening to the podcast of the Baha'is of Florida's Emerald Coast. If you'd like to learn more about the Baha'i faith, call 1-800-22-UNITE, or in Florida call 850-543-2129. Look on the internet at www.baha'i.org for the international site, or www.baha'i.us for the U.S. site. Remember that Baha'i is B-A-H-A-I. In Florida, our website is www.emeraldcoastbaha'is.org. EmeraldCoastBaha'is.org. If you'd like to look up other Baha'i podcasts, go to our website, EmeraldCoastBaha'is.org. At the bottom are links to other Baha'i podcasts. I'm Ron Fraser. You can email me at panhandlebaha'is@aol.com. Thanks for listening.